dude. I like that shirt. You gonna let me wear it? You gonna let me wear it? You gonna let me wear that shirt? Give me that shirt. Give me that shirt, boy. You think Leslie can work the thingy until Asia gets here someday?
Oh, you want me to read the prayers?
Well, because, yeah, I be careful. Yeah, because they're not here, and I don't want to wait. You know what I mean? So can you read the prayers and do this? If I stand still, you can, right?
Yeah.
Good morning. Woohoo!
Thank you, Jesus, I brought it.
Oh, thank God you brought it. Okay, baby, let me know when we can. We're live?
Yeah.
Oh, goodness. good morning, everybody. I'm sorry, I didn't know we were live. I'm sorry. Good morning. God bless you in the name of Jesus. We thank you so much for being with us this morning. We are a couple of challenges this morning, but the Lord is good. And he is working it out just like he does. Amen. Amen. So I forgot my notes from the prayer list last week. I forgot them. I completely forgot them. However, just so you know, and that's sensational, Zoe. You guys might be interested in this.
Oh, yeah. The Spanish.
It's ready. The Spanish book, the 101 Spanish book is ready. Hot off the press. Ready to rock and roll, and it's good too. And Joanna, it only has 41 pages. See, so it's not that thick. She's like, uh-huh. It's 41 pages, and it is almost verbatim what the English written book is. So you're not missing anything. Just change some of the pictures, but it's a dynamic book. And if you read down to right under it, many thanks to Minister Lisa Renew and Sister Soldier Abigail Flores for helping make this book possible. Amen, because I couldn't have done it. I ain't no way I could have did it. So the book is ready. All you have to do is email distribution. I forgot what Tahira's email address is, but I'll make sure that you get it before the prayer service is over. Or you can email me at s4ctroops@aol.com, or you can call us and leave a message on one of those voices, and we'll get it to you. But it's awesome. It's dynamic. It really is awesome. And if you know someone that reads Spanish, that wants to know more about how to walk in Christ, this is a perfect beginner's book. It answers a lot of questions that people have had. I was in church for 30 years and didn't know any of this stuff, or a lot of it I didn't know. They skim over it, and I just didn't know. So this is a wonderful book to have. So sensational. How many do you need, baby? Okay, come on, Zoe. Sensational. Amen. So give those to them. Those are for you, okay?
But she's learning Spanish.
She's learning Spanish? That ought to do it. And David, I gave you one, right? Leslie, I got plenty. If y'all want one, I got them. Amen? All right. So you got some prayers today?
We got two.
All right. Amen. First, let me pray. Father God, in the name of Jesus, we bless you. We thank you for allowing us to be in your presence this morning. We thank you for keeping us according to your will and according to your plan. Let this day go according to your desire and according to what pleases you. We ask that you bless our families as they travel. Keep us all safe and in your loving arms, guarded and protected, and prepare us for that great day. Forgive us of any sins and unrighteousness, Lord, that we'll be ready when you call or come. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen.
All right, baby, what you got?
Okay, so we have one from Steve Olson.
Olson?
Olson.
Okay. Yeah, you man the camera, baby. You stay right there.
It says here, Dave is still recovering from COVID and is bipolar. Currently, he is depressed because he is off his medication. Please pray for his salvation and that he be giving the joy and clear thought process along with the energy that is only available through Jesus Christ.
Amen. What's his name again?
Steve.
Steve. Okay, so he is bipolar.
He is bipolar, and he's currently off his meds, depressed.
And he's been dealing with COVID. Did I hear you say it?
He's recovering from
COVID.
And he is bipolar. He's currently depressed because he's off his meds.
Wow. I've heard of bipolar, but I'm not really sure. Does anybody know what bipolar, what a few of the things that entails, bipolar?
Different mood swings.
Mood swings, severe mood swings. Things really.
Don't hear voices, I think.
Really? Mm-hmm. Schizophrenic?
Oh, I guess.
So that sounds like a spiritual thing.
I think it is.
Yeah, that sounds like a spiritual thing. That if they didn't know what it was, then they think it's something medical. That sounds spiritual. Yes. 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 Unless you broke your leg or you poked yourself in the eye, you know, a lot of it is spiritual,
yes.
You know, and they want to get, I've learned over the years that a lot of times when they're giving people medication for things, some of those medications open up pineal glands and cause more issues, and they don't heal anything, they just mask it. Or they create more problems than you had before you started taking it. A lot of medication that people are taking, they open up that pineal gland and mm-hmm. people are seeing things yeah. and hearing things. And it's spiritual. The Bible even tells us we war not against flesh and blood, but against spirits and principalities in high places. Amen. So we want to pray for Stephen, right?
Dave.
Oh, I messed that up. Okay. We want to pray for Dave. Amen. Y'all know. Amen. I want to wash my hands. Amen. Sunday school must have been really good this morning because a lot of our Sunday school crew not here. Amen. But that's all right because I know they on the road again. Amen. Amen. Hallelujah. Alasamias. Good morning, brother soldier. Amen. Hallelujah. Can I get you to raise your hands with me? David, right?
Dave.
Father God, in the name of Jesus, we bless you and we thank you for another opportunity to give you praise and to magnify you. We thank you, Lord, for how you have kept us according to your will and according to your plan. We give you praise and we magnify you because there is none like you, Father. Dave is dealing with situations that are beyond his control. He's dealing with spiritual matters, Lord, that they're treating with carnal devices. You cannot take a carnal weapon into a spiritual battle. Father, we're praying that you would remove the spirits that are attacking Dave, that you would remove anything that is interfering with his walk, anything that is interfering with his ability to think clearly, anything that interferes with his ability to understand and to hear your word. Father, she said he's dealing with bipolar, he's off his meds, and he's recovering from COVID. Father, he's got a lot going on. And the people that are caring for him and that love him are also dealing with some of these same things. Father, we're praying for complete healing and deliverance. We pray, Lord, that you would open a door and that you would move on Dave's behalf. And not just his behalf, but on his family's behalf. On the loved one's behalf. Move on their behalf. And if there's any sin in his mind or in his atmosphere, we're asking, Lord, that you would rebuke the sin and forgive him in the name of Jesus so that the sins will not interfere with the healing. Forgive him of any sin. Move anything in his atmosphere that is not like you. Cleanse his heart and his mind. Give him a clear way of thinking. Father, I believe in the name of Jesus. I truly believe that you can heal him from bipolar. Mm-hmm. Father God, in the name of Jesus, he's off the meds now. Father, you can fix it where he can stay off the meds. Father, he's not taking them now. You can fix it where he doesn't have to take them. Father, we're praying for complete healing and complete deliverance over our brother Dave. Heal him. Touch him and his family. In Jesus' name, amen. 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 Hallelujah. Leslie, pop open that tablet. It should already be on you on what do you call this? YouTube. Find us and see what's happening in the chat room.
Okay.
All right, baby.
Here's another one. This is from Sensational.
Ah, I know a Sensational. Have you heard that name before?
Yes, I have.
I have too.
Okay, she's requesting prayer for her neighbor, Karen.
Yes.
He is feeling weak and low energy due to dialysis.
Mm-hmm.
And this is like a three-part prayer.
Okay.
So, and then she's requesting prayer for her nephew, Josiah, who is 15 and out of control,
mm-hmm.
using foul language towards his mother and being disrespectful.
Oh, boy.
She's also requesting prayer for her daughter, Zoe, who mm-hmm. is having a lot of pain in her knees as they struggle to stay in proper alignment.
Yes, amen. Zoe, I believe that God will heal that knee. I really do. If he can heal me from a heart problem, he can heal it. He can fix a knee. They told me by the time I was 30, I wasn't going to be able to walk again. I would have to be on cane or crutches because of the way my flat feet are. My feet still flat. Feet hadn't changed, but I'm not on any crutches or anything else. If God can do that for me, and he doesn't love me more than he loves you, okay? If he can do that for me, I am confident and assured that he can do it for you. Amen.
Amen.
Hallelujah. Let's start with the first, with the neighbor. What was the neighbor's name?
Karen.
Karen. And she's dealing with?
Karan. Oh, Karan,
sorry. Karan? Karan. Okay. Karan, like the book? Like the Karan book?
Kind of.
Oh, yeah, let's pray. Okay, well, that might, he, that's the 15-year-old, right?
No, that's the neighbor.
Oh, Karan. Okay, okay, let's pray for Karan. First, well, he can't disown that name because that's his name.
Mm-hmm.
Amen. You know, it says, Pastor Sandy made an excellent point one during one message. He said, sometimes, now, I don't have anything against tattoos. I don't think tattoos will cause anybody to go to hell. I really don't. I just don't. I think that's just silly for people to think that. My personal preference is I hate needles. And from what I hear, tattoos had to do with a lot to do with a needle, right?
Mm-hmm.
So I'm against them for the pain most of all.
Right.
But some people will tattoo things on their body,
mm-hmm.
things that are against God, and now that's attached to them. And so it's kind of like in the spirit realm, they're speaking that thing that's attached to them all the time. It's always going to be a part of their life because that's on them. It's like they're speaking it all the time. Does that make sense? I know it sounds crazy to somebody, but they got some of the things they've got. I can't say it and respect Christ at the same time.
Right.
It's just, and so they put these symbols on them, demonic symbols, and so those demonic symbols are representing something that is completely opposite of God. And so you're wondering why all these things, something's always in your atmosphere, something's always going on, because you're advertising and speaking in the spirit realm by all the things that you've already posted. I may not be saying it right, but do you all get it? David, does that make sense? I don't have a problem with tattoos. I don't want any. But I'm saying, if you're going to do that, I don't know why you would deface something so beautiful anyway.
Right.
That's just me.
Yeah.
But if you're going to do that, you need to know what you're putting on there, because you could be cursing yourself, waking up, going to sleep, cursing yourself all the time. Amen.
Amen.
I don't even know why. How did I get on tattoos?
I have no idea.
Maybe that was for somebody. I was on a road and I don't know where I was going. I had a thought behind the tattoo thing. But anyway, we want to pray for Karan. Yeah, I think it has something to do with him. I don't know. Amen. But anyway, maybe the Lord wanted somebody to understand that.
Right.
Amen. So, Father, in the name of Jesus, we don't know what's going on with Karan. Oh, his name is what made me say that. It's his name, because the Karan, y'all know, that's the Muslim, black, I mean, the Israel, Hebrews.
Muslim Bible?
Yeah, the Muslim, and they go by the Quran and all of that's what made me think of the tattoos and having it attached to yourself, because his name is attached to itself, and everything that recognize him is attached to that name, which represents him, right? And so that in the spirit realm, that could be a part of what the issue is, because the spirits are attached to him, because somebody is always speaking that name. Somebody's always speaking Quran, somebody's always speaking it. Because that's his name. And he always has to address it. Why? Because that's his name. And so that, good morning, y'all. And so that could be part of the issue. It's a spiritual battle. And you can't fight spiritual battles in the physical realm. You have to fight the spirit in the spirit. Amen. So we're going to pray that the Lord will stand in between him and that name.
Amen.
Amen. I got three witnesses. I didn't even have to ask. Amen. Amen. So, Bebasiaya. So, Sensational, you stand up for Quran. Father God, in the name of Jesus, you are so worthy of all praises. You are so worthy of all righteousness. You are righteousness, and you are worthy. You are the great King of Kings and the Lord of Lords. We bless you because we bless you. Father, our brother is in a position that he cannot change. He's in a position, someone has put him without his permission. Because when they name you, they don't ask the baby's permission to name you. They just name you what they name you. They have put him in a position without his permission. And Father, we're asking in the name of Jesus. I don't know if he's a believer or not. Do you know whether or not he's a believer? You don't know. We don't know, Father, whether he is a believer or not. But Father, if you intervene, there's a chance he could become a believer. Somebody is praying for him. So if you would stand between his name and his situation and him, Father, there's a chance that he will reach out to you. Father, whatever he's fighting, God, whatever he's dealing with, whatever his situation is, help him enter in the name of Jesus. Let your perfect will be done. We don't know if he knows you, but you know. We don't know if he has a relationship with you, but you know.
Yes.
And Father, and Sensational and Zoe, who are continually praying for him, and now us that are praying for him.
Yes.
In Jesus' holy and righteous name.
Yes.
Hallelujah. Jesus. And amen.
Amen.
Amen. The backup team is here. Amen. Amen. Abigail, can I see your tablet for a hot second?
Yes.
I don't want to. Have you ever seen a tablet like cover like this? Is that pink for you or what? That's pink! Girl, nuts with the pink thing. Amen. Amen. Good morning, Pastor Amen. Davis. Good morning. Good morning. Now, there was.
It's a three-part prayer.
Okay, so let me have that. That was one, right?
Yes.
Okay, let me have the other part.
Josiah, my nephew.
The 15-year-old, your nephew.
Yes. Out of control.
Give me his name again.
Josiah.
He's
been suspended three times.
What?
Baby and doing drugs,
oh.
And using a lot of profanity and blaspheming God.
So he's just out of control.
He goes to church like that God thing and all that
stuff. Really?
Yeah, that's demonic.
Greg, David, come here. Y'all need to stand in for this brother.
And it's every week.
Every week.
Steps on his report cards.
How long has this been going on?
It's been going on. It's gotten worse and worse.
Progressively worse.
Yeah.
Y'all come around here, Greg, David. Honey, give David a tallit. It's inside the, see where the S4C? Inside the top. Stick your arm in there. Oh, that's okay, brother. Trust me, we got plenty of tallits. Amen. And, wash your hands. Amen.
Dad, I can hear him on the phone with his mom.
She must be going crazy. Yeah, yeah.
Because she can't whoop him anymore.
No, yeah, because he hits back. Yeah, that's okay. I know somebody that can take care of that. I know somebody. Amen. And as a matter of fact, Ryan might have some suggestions too, because he's a LAPD, and he may have some suggestions. So he's here. I saw him. To salt. Good. Amen. It's bad. That's okay. We're going to put some prayer on it now. Pastor, cover him with
the...
Amen.
Oh, Pastor, you better...
David acting out. Amen. We're going to grease him down with some oil, too. Good morning, Pastor Drea. Amen. He missed us, so he's trying to make up for it. Oh, see. Mi casa y yo yoma. Good morning, son. I don't know if any of y'all know, but there's another ministry that had kicked off in the church. They have a, is it for the homeless?
Not another ministry.
Well, it's an extension of the SALT ministry.
Revived.
Amen. Because we used to do it. They're going down to Skid Row and they're passing out essentials to the homeless men.
Just to anybody that's in need.
Amen. Wow, how awesome. Amen. We'll give you more information later. Amen. Yeah, yes, son. So I need the two of you standing close together because you two are as one. Amen. My Shisha, I need you to put some oil in each of these hands because these hands are going to come together. Good morning. Amen. I love the hat. Amen. Amen. Hallelujah. Be amiosa. Sensational. I need to be able to keep my eye on you, so come over here, baby. Stand right here so I can look at you. For God so loved the world, for God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten son, that whosoever believeth in him shall not perish, but shall have everlasting life through Jesus Christ our Lord. Hallelujah. Good morning, Randy. Amen. When y'all see Pastor Ryan. Minister Ryan. Amen. Pastor Ryan. I don't know. Is the Lord trying to say something? Is the Lord? Amen. I don't know. Amen. Please keep us updated on Adela. Adele, keep us updated. She's feeling a lot better. Did you get a chance to tell her that we were praying for her?
I did not.
Amen. That's all right. Whether she know it or not, don't stop the prayers. Amen. Brother Officer Minister Ryan, be sure you talk to Sensational about what we're about to pray over now. Misham, Malishom, Keseyano, Larishomi, Hamias. Nikki, I need you to do something right quick. I need you to take some of that holy water and I need you to sprinkle it over our hands. Thank you. God is the living water. Yes. Let me say it right here. This prayer is for, good morning, Josiah. Father God, in the name of Jesus, as we stand before your presence, we know that you are able to do all things exceedingly and abundantly well. We know, Father God, that there is none like you, none near you, and certainly none above you. We thank you for all that you are. We thank you for this family of believers. Father, what's his name? Josiah. Sensational, you stand here. Me Alonchon. Josiah is out of our control, but he's not out of your control. God! Ba'ikun. Sensational, put your hands on this boy's back. Mishayon. He is out of our control, but he is not out of your control. He's cursing. He's disrespectful. He has a demonic spirit that's overruling common sense and the knowledge of God. Disrespectful to the word of God and to the people of God. He must be stopped. We're asking, Lord, that you would interfere with the demon that's controlling him. We're asking, Father, that you would intercept what the demon is speaking into his mind and his atmosphere. We're asking, Lord, that you would move on our behalf.
Yes, Lord.
Father, that you would cut down the spirit that's destroying your creation. We're not asking that you destroy the creation, just the spirit that's destroying the creation. Forgive him of any sin and unrighteousness and bring him back where he belongs. We rebuke the demon. We rebuke you, demon, in the name of Jesus. We rebuke everything about you in the name of Jesus. We rebuke your foul mouth and your dirty language and your foul spirit. We rebuke everything that's in you, and we rebuke it. We cast you out in the name of Jesus.
Thank you, Lord Jesus.
Father, we cast that demon out. We cast you out.
Yes, Lord.
In the name of Jesus Christ. By the blood of the Lamb, we cast you out.
Yes, Lord.
Yes,
Lord.
We cast you away from this family.
Thank you, Lord Jesus.
From that young man.
Jesus. Thank you, Lord.
From the environment.
Thank you, Lord, for
doing.
Thank you for the
destroy the spirit that's in him.
Yes, Lord Jesus.
And allow your presence to manifest.
Yes, Lord Jesus.
Forgive him of sin. Forgive him of unrighteousness. Don't let him die in his sin. Don't let him die in his sin. Don't let him die in his sin.
Thank you, Lord Jesus.
Help his mom. Help his loved ones. Help the believers. In Jesus' name. Whatever it takes, Lord. Somebody say, whatever it takes.
Whatever it takes.
Whatever it takes, Lord.
Whatever it takes.
Whatever it takes, Lord.
Whatever it takes, Lord.
Heal that vessel.
Heal the vessel.
That broken vessel. Heal that broken vessel. Heal that broken vessel. By the sound of our voice. Speak, Lord. In Jesus' name.
In Jesus' name.
In Jesus' name.
In Jesus' name.
Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Thank you, brothers. My Liko Shamiana, bring that name up in salt, and you ministers pray over that name.
Yes,
you pray over that young man. There was another piece of that prayer. What was the other piece of that prayer, Abigail?
Zoe's knee.
Pikal usaria. Come here, Zoe. Maki sariam. I need Beth. Is she? Good morning, soldiers. Mwah! Is Beth here? I saw her husband. We going to have Beth. Grab her a chair, David. Grab her a chair. We already prayed once. I ain't praying no more than three times because I know God's going to heal.
Amen.
I know God's going to do something because I know God.
Yeah.
So this is number two. We're going to pray the next Sunday we have service. Well, next Sunday, we want to pray again. And I'm expecting God to work something out.
Yeah.
I don't know what he's going to do. I don't know how he do it. It's not my business.
Amen.
I just know God will do what God will do. I need Beth and Pastor Gia and Pastor Nicole, Joanna and Leslie right over here. I need their hands all duded up. Amen. Hallelujah. You got some information about some stuff. The praise report that came in this week?
Yes.
You got it with you? Have we heard anything from the pilot?
Still recovering.
Amen. From the pilot. Amen. Hallelujah. Pastor Drea?
Yeah.
It's ready, y'all. It's ready. The Spanish one-on-one book is ready. Good morning, Danita. Good morning, teacup. Kaylee. Well, I knew one teacup, but that's the closest I could get. Amen. Amen. Hallelujah. Now, this is what I need you to do. Hallelujah. Do you have a tallit?
Yes.
You do. Okay. Makisera, I need either Pastor Drea or Pastor Nikki to put on a tallit. Hallelujah. La show adresa. Stick your arm in that sleeve and see if there's another one in there. Ah, we got one, baby girl. We got one. Malo Shari. Put it around Zoe. And then put mine around. Put mine around Zoe. Put that around Nikki. You have one? Okay. Put that around Zoe. Don't go nowhere. Put that around Zoe. He's gonna put mine around Zoe. Hallelujah. And cover her head. Okay. Greg, take it off her. He said either Pastor Drea or Pastor Nikki has to do it. I just do what I'm told. I don't ask questions. For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten son, that whosoever believeth in him shall not perish, but that person that continues to believe in God, they shall have everlasting life through Jesus Christ our Lord. Where's my Beth? Come on, baby girl. Good morning, Emerson. Good morning, Teacup. I don't know where that came from, but you stuck with it now. Amen. 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 Come first, give me some kiss. Give me some kiss. Amen. God says he wants you active in ministry. So I don't know what he's doing, Beth, but he's going to put you to work. I don't know, but he's going to put you to work. So now I need the ladies that are called up here to surround her. I need Pastor Drea to come. Pastor, are you able to hit your knees?
Yes.
Okay. I know you're young and all that stuff, but
yeah,
still.
In the name of Jesus.
In the name of Jesus, but I'm still asking. Pastor Drea, Nikki, I need you to stand behind behind Zoe. Yes. Amy, what are they doing? Why are they taking so much time? You mind your business.
Oh, amen.
Amen. Pastor Drea, when you get finished, you are going to, I'll tell you. It's a process, y'all. It's a process. I believe if he can heal this broken down vessel, he can heal that young lady.
Amen.
Amen. Give me that. I don't want to forget. Amen. Miki Sara. I don't want to, this is next. Okay. Pastor, I need you to kneel and put. Amen. Hallelujah. And dip your hand, both your hands in this water. And I need you to rub her, the knee that's giving her the issues. I need you to
both
of them. Then I need you to take on both her knees. And then when you're done, you already have oil on your hands. There's oil in the water. Okay, we're good. Beth, the Lord said he's going to encourage you. He said he's going to encourage you. I don't know what he's about to do that's going to bring you encouragement, but he said he's going to. God! He's going to. He said because the weight is beginning to wear. He said so he's going to bring you some encouragement. Amen.
Amen.
Hallelujah! Hallelujah! Tell me God don't know what his children need.
Amen.
So I need you all touching each other. You touching, you grab her hand. Everybody's touching. Miki Saria, put your hand on her shoulder. Father God, in the name of Jesus, you are worthy and righteous. I command healing over her knees. I command healing over the tendons in her knee. Father, I don't know what's happening, but you are completely aware of what's happening and why. I don't know, but you know. You told me to speak, so I'm speaking in the name of Jesus. We command the body to go back the way God created it. Whatever the situation is, Father, we know you are able to do it. And in the name of Jesus and by your healing blood, we claim it in the name of Jesus. We claim it in the name of Jesus. We're not doctors, but you are greater than any doctor. We are not healers, but you are the only great healer. We don't know, Father, but you know. You can heal cancer, you can heal a knee. You can heal COVID, you can heal a knee. You can heal lung infection, you can heal a knee. There is nothing impossible for my God. You've used me to pray over the lame and they've gotten up and walked. I know you can take care of a knee. You're able, Father. Give her that testimony.
Yes. Yes.
Let her witness firsthand what you can do.
Thank you.
In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. 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 Help her up. Amen. Hallelujah. This is what I want you to do, Zoe. Every night, I want you to anoint your knees in faith every night before you go to bed. I need you in the name of Jesus. I don't know and I don't care how you do it. Just do it in the name of Jesus. I need you to do that for 3 nights in the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. I need you to keep praying that.
Yes.
And I need you to walk by faith and not by sight. And then we're going to see what God does.
Yes.
whether he does it in a meet, whether he does it in the twinkling of an eye, or if it's in the progression, it doesn't matter. We need to see God doing it.
Yes.
Amen. Because I believe it will be something that will put you on a different level.
Yes.
Amen. 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 Did we cover it all, Sensei? All right. Amen. Help the young lady up. All right.
Amen.
Amen. All right. Come on. Come on. Thank you, sisters and brothers. Thank you. Thank you. I wish I knew what the Lord was going to use you in ministry for, Beth. I wish I knew, because you know I'm like a radio. I can't hold nothing. I just tell it. Amen. Turn it on and it's just coming out. Amen. So he's very careful what he shares with me, because unless he tells me, don't say anything.
Right.
You know, but if you don't do that, plow, it's out. Amen. All right. I need you to read that for me.
It's from Leslie.
It's from Leslie. Here we go. Yes.
For my mother, Blanca, in need of deliverance from cancer cell, high blood pressure, diabetes, anxiety, asking for restoration.
Yes. Yes.
In the name of Jesus.
Prayer team, 3 days. I need her, whatever members of her family can be a part of that prayer, I need them online. Amen. I need y'all to explain to them how it works. And if whatever part of you that can be online, I need you online. What you just said is nothing for God.
Amen.
It ain't nothing.
Amen.
God can, and she's a woman of faith too? Oh, please. It ain't nothing for God to do. I don't like you back there in the back. Beth, you come up here. I don't like her back there. Like she visiting. God is the healer. I need you to name off each. Do you have a lot of prayers?
No, I have just one testimony, two testimonies, and a prayer.
Okay, and is that one of those part of the praise report that we got?
You mean Christy? The one I talked to yesterday? Yes.
Okay. I don't know.
Yeah.
Amen.
I don't know.
Amen. So I need you to. How many things are there?
There's.
No. Where's the paper?
I got it.
Oh, how many things are? Okay. How many things is it? Thank you.
Four, five.
Five. So I need 1, 2, 3, 4.
Four, four.
1, 2, 3, 4. Right there. Don't hide it, because I need to call them out.
I don't want
to
lose it.
Okay. You got it? Okay. Where's Shamia? Pastor Drea.
Who's four?
Four. Abigail?
Yes, sir.
You four. David, man the camera. Anoint their hands. Me shout out. Now, what's the first thing?
Cancerous cells.
Bakisho. What's the next thing?
High blood pressure.
That's Simeon. Next thing.
Diabetes.
Diabetes. And the next?
Anxiety.
Anxiety. So move them down here.
Just as she,
Yes. After, baby, you could step down here. There you go. Thank you, brothers. Thank you. Man, these guys are on it.
Yes.
Amen. Shalom. I want to pray for my brother in the blue jacket, the nice warm blue shirt that they just stepped in after the fact, after we're done. Cancer?
Cancer.
High blood pressure.
Diabetes.
Anxiety. I need you to touch each other, because we're asking God to wipe this out.
Yes.
I know God can do it. God himself is worthy of all of our praises. Tell me mom's name again.
Blanca.
Father God, in the name of Jesus, one of your soldiers, Blanca, is in need of a healing and deliverance. She needs you to touch her in these areas that are being represented here. She needs you to heal her in these areas that are represented here. She needs you to enter into her atmosphere and remove those spirits that are not like you. She needs you to enter into her body and correct what the body has suffered. Father, and if there's anything in her atmosphere, in her spirit, in her life that does not represent you, remove it in the name of Jesus. So that you will get all the praise, all the honor, and all the glory. Father, let her light so shine before men that they will see her good works, but they will glorify you in heaven. Let her mouth be a testimony of healing and deliverance. Let your peace flow through her. We rebuke cancer in the name of Jesus. What's the other one? We rebuke high blood pressure in the name of Jesus. What's the other one? We rebuke diabetes in the name of Jesus. What's the other one? And we rebuke anxieties in the name of Jesus. Father, we rebuke all of these things that are not like you so that your soldier can stand tall and be about her father's business. Bless her husband, bless her children, bless her home, bless her family, that they will know that you are God. Let it be so. Let it be, Lord. Somebody say, let it be, Lord. Let it be, Lord. No, y'all saying it like y'all scared. I need to say, let it be, Lord. Let it be, Lord.
Thank you, Lord. Glory, Lord.
Let it be according to your will for her sanctified life. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen, amen, amen. Y'all, pastors, y'all, after service, y'all help them understand how this thing works, and they need to be in as many of the 3 days as they can. Amen? All right, thank you. Thank you. Amen. Now, what you got?
Okay, so Sandra,
come over here.
She reached out to us earlier this week regarding her nephew, Michael, who was, for reasons unknown to her, in a coma, and they said he was brain dead.
Okay, so y'all catch this? Y'all listen? Say it again nice and loud.
They said that he was in a coma and brain dead. And she reached out to us for prayer, I think before.
In a coma, and brain dead.
Yeah.
Okay.
And she reached out to us for prayer. I think before we could even really get the prayers in good, she emailed us again and said that they pulled the plug since they said he was brain dead.
Uh-huh.
But then his brain had activity.
Wow.
Yes.
So he is no longer brain dead.
Yes.
He's still in the hospital. Uh-huh. I believe he's still in a coma, but his brain has activity.
Yes.
And she believes it is God's way of allowing him an opportunity to repent.
Yes.
And receive salvation. Yes. So her prayer is for his soul more than anything else.
Yes. Amen. The Bible says, I heard you before you called, and I answered while you were yet speaking.
Yeah.
So before we could get the prayer out good, the Lord woke his brain up. Even if he does not revive the body, if he can wake that brain up so him and God can have a conversation, that's what's important to God. Because we all leave in here one way or another, sooner or later. Whether he healed you 50 times and raised you from the dead 40, one day gonna be the last day.
Amen.
Right?
Amen.
And so God is not as concerned about the dust as he is about the life that's inside. Amen. God's concern is what's in you. Because that's going away either way. Whether we prolong it or it happens now, it's not, sooner or later it ain't gonna be here. But God says, I'm concerned about your salvation. What's your relationship with me? Do we know each other? Because you're gonna meet me one day. So, because the Bible says, every knee shall bow, and every tongue must confess that Jesus Christ is Lord. Amen. Beth over there quoting that scripture with me, rocking their head like music. Amen. Hallelujah. Everybody is gonna meet God one day. Whether you Jehovah Witness, Catholic, whether you what are those people that claim they don't believe in God? Atheists? Whether you, whatever you are, whatever you claim to be, one day you're going to meet God. This Yeshua, our God, you're going to meet him one day. No matter what you confess here, you're going to meet him. And on the other side is nothing but truth. There are no lies, there's no deceit, there's no nothing. There's only truth when you get into eternity. And the Bible says every knee shall bow. So you may not have bowed and worshiped him while you were here, but you're going to bow before him when you meet him.
Amen.
Guaranteed.
Amen.
I don't care, Jesse James, I don't care how tough you are. You're going to meet God and you're going to bow to God. And you're going to confess you were everything you said you were. So you can either get with the program while you can, or suffer the consequences when you meet him.
Amen.
Personally, I'd much rather bow now.
Amen.
I mean, that's just me. You might have a whole other way of looking at it, and that's all on you. But me, I'd much rather volunteer and give myself up. Then let them come with a taser and a sawed-off shotgun and the dogs and chasing me through the... that's just too much trouble. I need to bow before God while we can have a relationship.
Yes.
I don't want to bow before God because I'm getting ready to get sentenced. I want to bow before God so we can have a relationship.
Amen.
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 That was good, wasn't it? I like that myself. Amen. 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 Do you know where I was going with that? All right, well, go ahead and read something.
Okay.
Amen. I was going somewhere with that. I was. Amen.
So this morning when we were in Sunday school, I received a text from Dustina.
Uh-huh.
Her husband Michael was in a hospital. They were preparing to do surgery on a cyst that was located really close to a nerve. So it was a very tricky surgery. But before they could operate, before I could even see the test, the cyst burst.
What?
Which I believe is better than the operation.
Yeah,
where
yeah.
It was located. So he's going to be in the hospital for a few days.
Mm-hmm.
On antibiotics and making sure that
yeah.
he's okay. In addition, she is asking for prayer because she's having health issues, and a lot of it stems from
yeah.
what's happening in the family.
Yeah.
So continue to keep that family prayed.
Amen. Amen. That family has been through it.
Yes.
That family has been through it, and we've been praying with them, and you see God moves, and then somebody will open the door and let the enemy in, and then things are happening. And so there's a lot going on.
Mm-hmm.
There's a lot going on, and you know, we are still in the flesh. Sometimes the flesh gets tired.
Mm-hmm.
And it's not that I'm tired of fighting. It's just that I'm tired while I'm fighting.
Right.
Does that make sense?
Yes.
I'm not tired of the battle. I just get tired during the battle.
Yeah.
I'm still going to fight. I'm going to fight to the last breath. And the last breath, I'm going to use it to punch Satan in the face.
Right.
I'm fighting through the last breath. But because I'm still in the flesh, I still get tired.
Yes.
And so I need the Lord to do something to me so that I can stay in the fight.
Yes. Yes.
Amen. Yes. And so that's what she needs.
Yes.
She needs the Lord to, what is that, vitamin C?
B12?
B12. Woohoo! I'm good to go. Does she need one of them spiritual B12 shots?
Mm-hmm.
So she can keep, because she just needs to go long enough
right.
to finish the race.
Yes. Yes.
That's it. I'm not trying to go beyond my expiration. I need to finish the race. I'm not trying to quit early, and I'm not trying to leave. I'm not trying to hang out.
Yes. Right.
I just need to finish the race successfully.
Amen.
I need to finish the race in victory.
Yes.
So whatever that takes, that's what my prayer is for her, for me, and for you.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. Let's raise our hands and pray for Destina and her family and her husband. And don't forget that son. Father God, and the babies and the siblings.
Yes.
Father God, in the name of Jesus, and the mama, the grandmom, the whole family.
Amen.
Father God, in the name of Jesus, as we stand before your presence, as we stand before your sight, we're praying for that family. We love that family.
Yes.
That family is our family, and that family is your family. No matter what obstacles that they're dealing with, no matter what struggles they're fighting through, the fact is they're still fighting. They have not given in. They have not given up. They're still fighting. And Father, we're fighting with them and for them on their behalf. And we're standing in the gap for that family, the entire family. Father, send healing to the husband. Continue. Thank you for bursting so they didn't have to go in and cut and mess up something else. Thank you for what you did. Heal him from what's happened. Touch that family. Touch them, Lord. Complete deliverance. Father, I believe, I believe, I believe, and I believe because I know you. I believe, Lord, that you can completely deliver that family. Because every time we get a testimony, the enemy gets upset.
Right.
And he tries to throw mud on the testimony. But we keep shaking off the mud and get a new testimony from that testimony. From that, from what? God, you are able. Lachishon. Let it be complete healing, complete deliverance, complete recovery. Forgive them of any sin or unrighteousness. Cleanse and remove. In Jesus' name, amen and amen. Hallelujah.
Praise report.
Yes.
We have been praying for Saeed, who was in hospital with COVID.
Okay.
He is now in rehab.
Yes.
And the doctors are calling him their miracle patient.
What? Now give me some background on Saeed.
He had COVID. He was in the hospital struggling.
Uh-huh.
And it sounds like, I think this has been going over a while.
Mm-hmm.
They didn't think he was going to make it.
Mm.
But he is now in recovery, in rehab.
And the doctors call him the miracle baby.
The miracle patient.
Miracle patient. Amen. Give God praise, Lord. God is so above and beyond anything we could ever think or hope. He is amazingly amazing. Does that make sense?
Yeah.
He is amazingly amazing. And there is no God like our God. Amen. Oh, salt is on you. I put it on YouTube this morning.
Yeah, I saw it.
Did you see it? Okay, so you want to come and talk a little bit about that? Go to our YouTube channel, our S4C YouTube channel. And there is salt. Tell me what salt stands for. Sanctified ambassadors, living truth. This is an anointed, powerful men's global prayer group, prayer and support. And he gave us a sample of what some of their prayer is during one of their calls. And it is now up on our YouTube with an email and a phone number. You can contact us. This is for it. And we also have one that's for women now. We have it's called Light. Go to our YouTube channel, click on, it's an awesome prayer. It's an incredible group. God is absolutely, positively moving in these men. You need to check it out. There's not video, it's just audio. But my wife put a picture up there of salt so you don't think something's wrong. Listen to the prayer. Get into the prayer and watch. I believe that if you got into the prayer as they're praying, God will bless you.
Yeah. Yeah.
I really believe that.
Yeah.
If you don't want to join the group, but you just need somebody to talk to, or you need to know what's going on, or you need to refer them to someone that you know that need them, contact them. The information is right on the YouTube page. Amen? Amen. Are we finished?
Well, you wanted me to share about my phone call yesterday.
Well, yes, I did.
We all know that we've reached people in different states or nations, and every now and again, the Lord allows us to actually talk to them. We have different people that are not the pastors who will call and pray with them and encourage them. There's one young lady who has been dealing with some things over the last year that Lisa had, I'm talking to
her. Yeah, but I don't need to, they can't hear you.
That Lisa had been praying with, and she was just so encouraged by the fact that a church who did not personally know her reach out to pray with her and to encourage her. And even this morning when I received another text, and I was reminded, we are the body. Mm-hmm. And when one part of the body, whether or not you are familiar with it, hurts, the body responds. Mm-hmm. And so I was able to talk to her yesterday, and she was just very grateful in the wisdom that God has poured into us for them.
Yeah.
You guys, let's not shun away from what God has called us to do. We're small but mighty.
Amen. Amen. We're not that small anymore.
Well, no, we're not that small, but you know what I'm saying.
Yeah.
In house, we may not have a big number of people coming, But the Spirit of God is moving among the body that we are to encourage and bless. And just listening to her really encouraged me, you know, to continue. Don't be weary in well-doing. We have a purpose. God has a purpose and a plan for this house. And we are doing exactly what he placed us here to do. And we are to minister. We have all these different people who are calling. I mean, calling people. I am not a telephone person. I don't like calling people I know. But Gloria is leading us to call people we don't know, to pray with them, to minister to them, to encourage them. Amen. And just talking with her encouraged me to continue what God has called for us to do. Be encouraged, because God is doing a new thing with this ministry. And we are to touch many people. I don't know how many lives, but I imagine we are touching a multitude of people because of our obedience unto our Heavenly Father.
Amen. 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 And Pastor, it's not... it's like when an animal eats a piece of fruit in the forest, and then when they discard that fruit, the seed that was in the fruit is planted, and then something flourishes because of that seed, and then something comes by and eat the plant that flourished from the seed, and then it takes it somewhere else, and that's what God does. Or he'll blow the seed to another part, to somewhere else, and then it'll take root somewhere else, and then it grows. This ministry is around the world, and when I tell you it's around the world, I literally mean we have people that follow us from around the world. We don't know who's being blessed, and whoever the Lord allowed us to bless, they bless somebody else, who bless somebody else, who bless somebody else. And then somebody will get on a YouTube channel and bless somebody based on what they heard that blesses somebody else. And it just keeps going, and it goes, and it goes. So don't think what you do is nothing. Whether you are actually ministering to people, or you're supporting the ministers that are ministering, or you're just supporting the ministry in prayer, in service, in whatever it is that you do, every part is important, because without every part of this body wouldn't be the same.
Amen.
I can still operate with one arm, but it wouldn't be the same.
Amen.
I guess we about out of time.
Amen.
I hear you over there, David. Amen. If you're dealing with something that you know you need prayer, I mean, I realize that there are a lot of people still have not returned to a physical church for whatever reason. If you are dealing with something and you need somebody to reach out to, or you need somebody to reach out to you, we'll call you. We'll email you. We'll text you. We'll communicate with you, but you got to let us know. We don't charge you. We're not selling your information. We're not marketing you, nothing. Your private business stays your private business. We don't sell, market, give away, anything. Any witnesses in here?
Amen.
We don't do any of that. Has anybody been gypped by us?
No.
Okay. We're not trying to use you to collect your number so we can get more offering. We legitimately want to help. We want to help because we care. And I know this may be weird to you. A church actually caring about me? Oh, my God. Yeah, it's true. There is a church that really care about you, but they don't know me. Yeah, you too. Okay, we'll do what we can, but you need to contact us. We have an 800 number. We have an email address. We have constant contact. A lot of you know Janelle. A lot of you know the pastors, Mother Niera. Some of y'all, a bunch of y'all contact Pastor Sandy directly. Right. You know, y'all know where we're at. We ain't hiding. Check. Abigail put all of our information in the QR code, and go to our website, s4ctroops.com. We're there. But here's the deal. We're not going to always be here.
Amen.
And that's what I'm banking on. So you need to catch us while you can. Because one day you're going to reach up, and hopefully you won't, because you'll be with us. But hello. But because if you're reaching out to us after we're gone, you didn't listen. If you're reaching out to us after we're gone, you didn't take the message what it was for. You didn't do what you're supposed to do. So, you know, good luck to you. You know, but amen. But while you can, why not take advantage of the people, the ministry that God has placed before you. Amen. Amen. In the cloud or in the crowd, God bless you in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen.
Don't forget those Spanish one-on-one books. Amen.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Thank you. Thank you.